Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Hello, everyone. I'm in my car. It's an insane morning already, but I had to give God my time this morning. I've added a few more prayers to my prayer time, and it's just extending and extending, and I have an appointment later that I could not do my rosary, meaning pray my rosary, in front of the Blessed Sacrament in adoration because I have an appointment that I have to go to for some other thing. Anyway, I'm so sorry I am late, but I want to talk to you about the beginning of Holy Week. Hopefully you listened to my previous podcast, which was all about Palm Sunday and why we need to know these things, because Jesus is the Messiah. He's the Savior. And I go all through the typology, going back from the Old Testament and Jesus fulfilling it in the New Testament. And if anyone asks you from the Jewish faith or any other faith, why Jesus? Well, you can tell them with just the Palm Sunday information that I shared. So hopefully that is beneficial to you. Oh my goodness, it took me so long to do that because I wanted to type it out so that I wasn't all over the map, as you know, sometimes I can be. But today is the first Monday of Holy Week. I want to ask you, what is it that you are doing to dive deeper into Jesus's precious blood and his wounds? I was on Relevant Radio this morning talking about suffering with joy, and I would not be able to do that without Mary and Jesus in my life. There is no doubt in my mind that I would be curled up in a ball. I would not be able to pay attention to when that sadness comes and cast it out. Yes, I miss my husband like nobody can understand. But because I offer it to Jesus, I picture myself on my knees at the foot of the Holy Cross and I lay it down and I say, Lord, I give this to you. I offer my sadness up to you because I know that because of my prayer and his confirmation in my life through prayer that Jeff is saved. I need to be joyful about that. I need to share to the world that we need to have faith, even with those who are not back in the church, who are not in a state of grace. My husband was in mortal sin because he wasn't practicing. And so before I went to prayer, there were a few days where I did not pray. I was very sad. I was fearful that my husband was in hell. Why? Because I absolutely 1,000% believe in the Catholic Church and all of its teachings. And that's one of the rules, right? That we have to go to Mass every single Sunday. But what there is also is divine mercy. And if I look at my husband, oh my goodness, there were times when I was like, dude, you are way holier than I am. You know, just because you go to Mass doesn't mean that you have the Holy Spirit and all of his gifts in your mind, in your soul, in your body. Okay, I really got to cut in front of someone to get over. Okay, sorry about that. Now back to my conversation. Our Lady of the Highway, pray for me. Lord, please protect me as I drive. Thank you. Okay. So what are you doing? What is happening in your life that you can lay at the cross of Jesus? Is it a relationship? Is it finances? Is it your Lenten sacrifice that you keep falling? Like, we have to, through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, ask her to take our prayers to Jesus. What she does is she makes them holy. She purifies them. And we also have to remember to fight the fight. We're in a spiritual war. There is temptation and evil all around us, trying to make us turn from God, trying to make us be sad when we should be joyful, trying to make us not carry our cross, where we get mad at God, maybe a fist shake up there saying, why? Why are you doing this to me? Why am I still struggling with this? Why haven't you helped me with this, Lord? So as we sit here on this Monday, sorry if you can hear all the rain hitting my windshield, it's a yucky day today, we need to give it to God, because everything that we do with him is going to be easier. And he's going to shower us with grace. Mary is going to beg him to heal us. We just have to pray with confidence and with ardor and with more love than we could ever imagine. And if you're not praying with love and you're just checking the box, then ask Mary to help you love Jesus more. Ask Jesus to help you love Mary more. My relationship with Mary during this time and my devotion to Our Lady of Sorrows has truly helped me with the loss of my dad and my husband. You know, with my dad, it was one of those things where he was sick for a couple of months. He never got out of the hospital. He was 80 years old. He could have, should have, would have had many more years, but that wasn't God's plan. And I had time to pray and to accept this and to appreciate the 80 years that I had with him. I know many people who lost their fathers way earlier than that. So I was in that attitude of gratitude. But when my husband dropped dead out of the blue, that was tough. But I know that Mary went through all of that pain and suffering. And it was on high. It was times a thousand that any of us could have that suffering, because she was perfect and she loved Jesus with such purity. That's why there's a devotion to Our Lady of Sorrows. By the way, you can also pray to Our Lady of Sorrows for her to show you what your predominant fault is, your main sin, because we all have one. So pray to her, or you can pray to your guardian angel, because your guardian angel will show you as well. I just think that this Holy Week, we all have to turn to Jesus in our suffering. Lay it all at the cross. Ask him to come into our heart in a big way, to heal us with confidence. And don't forget to put it all through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We need to love Mary. Mary is the new Eve. She is going to step on Satan's head. This is why everyone hates her. When I say everyone, I mean all of the demons. This is why the demons fell. They heard God's plan, God the Father, and they said, what? You're going to have Jesus, your son, come down as a creature? Not only as a creature, but as a baby being developed in Mary's womb, as a human being, and then being taken care of by Saint Joseph and Mary? Are you kidding? We don't like this plan, because angels are higher than us. And so they all got wiped out of the sky and down into hell they went, and all they want to do is turn us away from Jesus. And of course, Mary, they hate her. Watch my last two Saturday with Kendra videos on YouTube. Learn about the power of the rosary. Learn about the power of Mary. Learn about how the demons absolutely hate her, don't want to have anything to do with her. And then rest in her and ask her to take you to her son. We do not worship her. We pray to her to have her take our prayers to Jesus, her son. That's her only job, is to bring the world to her son. And I feel that so many people have zero concern about Mary. There's a reason God chose a woman. There's a reason he had her immaculately conceived. What does that mean? She was born without sin. And then when she gave her yes, when Saint Gabriel visited her, boom, there we go. The heavens were jumping with joy and the demons were cursing her out and doing everything in their power to turn people away from her. So today, on the first Monday of Holy Week, let's go to Mary. Even if you're not Catholic, ask her, Mary, can you help me get closer to Jesus? And she will do it. Okay, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask for you to open our hearts, to go to Mary, to help us pray to Jesus, to bring our petitions to him, to purify our desires, our wants, our needs. And please help us remember all of the suffering that Jesus did for us. That just yesterday, he was walking into the holy city of Jerusalem, sharing his love. He was on a donkey, and everyone was calling him God because he came from the east and fulfilled the prophets of Ezekiel and many others. Lord, we know that Jesus is our Savior, so help us to kneel at his feet and to pour ourselves into his wounds. We ask you, Jesus, to pour your precious blood on us, to protect us and lead us today. Mary, take our left hand. Holy Spirit, take our right. Guide us and lead us today. Guardian angel, please help us to get to know you more, to hear your voice and your promptings. All you heavenly angels and you saints and all you souls in purgatory, we thank you for your prayers, your protection, and your intercession during this absolutely crazy spiritual battle that we all have our own crosses in our own lives. But with you, we can find that peace that surpasses all understanding. Now we will pray for all of the people by name who left before us, and hopefully they are in the purgatory levels. And Jesus, in your merciful heart, please bring them higher to you in heaven. And Mary, please comfort them as they are right now. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for me a sinner, now and at the hour of my death. Amen. In the holy name of Jesus, we pray, in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alrighty, everyone. The Christian walk is about suffering. The Christian walk is about dying to yourself, to your own desires, to your addictions, to your vices, to the relationships where you're not loving. It truly means letting it all go and suffering for Jesus. Make it meritorious. Offer it. Unite it to him on the cross. And then ask for a petition. Lord, heal me. I unite this addiction to you on the cross. for you to heal me. Or give it to Jesus, give it to Mary. Say, you do what you want to do with these. Okay, time to go. I love you all so, 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 so much. I'm so grateful and blessed to walk this journey with you. Find something more with God, especially during this Holy Week, soul, mind, and body. Don't forget to offer up some sacrifices and spend extra time in prayer. And have a blessed and inspired day.